Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We're going to be chatting to Professor Peter Bauer, economist from the University of Johannesburg. A very good afternoon, Professor.
Yes, good afternoon.
And how are you this afternoon?
Freezing cold. They said the cold front's still coming in, but this feels very damn cold.
It is. I know driving into the studio earlier, it was 14 degrees, I think.
Ooh, cold.
Welcome to winter. So, Professor, So today's topic is, do we really need the 7.6 billion rand that's been approved by obviously the banks group and the loan comes following a request by the government of South Africa for assistance in financing vaccine procurement contracts. Please, can you talk to us about this? What actually is this?
Yes, I think the question is more about can we afford it?
Can we afford it?
The issue is yes, we do need it. We need every piece of assistance that we can get, especially given the fact that, you know, in terms of internally, the amount of revenue we're generating and the amount of services that we require within the country, there's quite a disparity. And so in terms of supporting the health industry in this particular pandemic will definitely go a long way towards solving the problems, at least contributing towards solving some of the problems. But where the reality lies is that that this is a debt, another loan that we're drawing. And currently, as we're speaking, we're looking at about 69-point-something% of our debt to GDP ratio, which means that in terms of affordability, it becomes more challenging. So what we're going to see is that the repayment of overall debt becomes now systematically more difficult for us. And on a financial problem going forward, and given the nature of the challenges that we're experiencing within South Africa, it's actually quite risky for us too. So it's necessary for us to invest in fighting this COVID pandemic and supporting our health services. But it's also a huge challenge in terms of how do we go about funding the repayment of this loan.
I understand that. I mean, it's frightening and it's daunting what those repayments will be. And this has been for the procurement of 47 million COVID-19 vaccines. Am I correct?
This is what the report stated in that line, yes. And so, you know, we do need to treat it. We have a very large portion of our population who are experiencing extreme levels of both the poverty, they're living in dire conditions. And you know, this challenge, obviously we're talking about low business growth, we have low economic growth, and so, you know, expecting households to take on those kind of cost burdens is definitely, you know, for the greater majority of our population is extremely difficult. And so therefore, as an alternative to expecting households to pay for this, this is not a bad step. It's a necessary step. But the overarching challenges of financing this debt are very, very, very are going to be challenging for us overall. If we can find ways of uplifting economic growth, we would be able to cover a lot of our debt. But we're also seeing capital outflows. We've seen disinvestment taking place. We've seen business confidence coming down. We've seen consumer confidence coming down. And we really, really, really need to protect the interests of our consumers. We have to protect them.
Absolutely. I mean, I've just been looking at some of the stats while you've been talking, and we've seen 36.4 million doses that have been administered to date, and they're saying about 50.3% of adults and 29.9% of 12 to 17-year-olds. So, I mean, and now we're looking at a further 47 million vaccines. Is this realistic?
It's administering them and getting that onto databases and actually managing that and managing how these vaccines get distributed, and is it going to go to the right communities that really, really need them? And of course, if we look at the way in which so many people are living, we look at the informal settlements and the growth of the informal settlements around Johannesburg, this pandemic, it could grow. It could grow on us at phenomenal levels. They're talking about the fifth wave. They're talking about additional challenges associated with it. And we're looking at job loss days, hours of work that people are losing what if infected. We're talking about loss of life. We're talking about breaking down families. All of those are the alternatives. And so in order to protect us from that and protect the people, you know, we need to take a very serious step and say that we've got to deal with this. I'm hoping we'll never go to extreme cases, like, for example, with China, where we have extreme lockdowns and things. But we do need to get these doses out there because it's an interest of our population and protecting our population.
Absolutely. And Professor Peter Bauer, economist from the University of Johannesburg, thank you for your time and thank you for the insight into this huge, big amount. And have a good evening. Stay warm. Thank you, Professor.
Thank you very, very much for inviting me today. Thank you.
Thank you.